Tuesday, April 23rd, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the Midday Hymn, help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. Lord, you are just indeed, your decrees are right. You have imposed your will with justice and with absolute truth. I am carried away by anger, for my foes forget your word. Your promise is tried in the fire, the delight of your servant. Although I am weak and despised, I remember your precepts. Your justice is eternal justice, and your law is truth. Though anguish and distress have seized me, I delight in your commands. The justice of your will is eternal. If you teach me, I shall live. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, you are just indeed, Lord, and your commandments are eternal. Teach us to love you with all our hearts, and to love our neighbors as ourself. Psalm 88. Lord, my God, I call for help by day, I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O turn your ear to my cry, for my soul is filled with evils. My life is on the brink of the grave, I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength. Like one alone among the dead, like the slain lying in their graves, like those you remember no more, cut off as they are from your hand. You have laid me in the depths of the tomb, in places that are dark, in the depths. Your anger weighs down upon me. I am drowned beneath your waves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuing Psalm 88. You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief. I call to you, Lord, all the day long. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shade stand and praise you? Will your love be told in the grave, or your faithfulness among the dead? Will your wonders be known in the dark, or your justice in the land of oblivion? As for me, Lord, I call to you for help. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide your face? Wretched, close to death from my youth, I have borne your trials, I am numb. Your fury has swept down upon me, your terrors have utterly destroyed me. They surround me all the day like a flood, they assail me altogether. Friend and neighbor you have taken away, my one companion is darkness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, Redeemer of all and Author of our salvation, for us you went down to the realm of death and became free of death. Hear the prayers of your family and lift us from our slavery to evil, that we may be redeemed by you and see your Father's glory. And repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading for this midday is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. You are now saved by a baptismal bath. This baptism is no removal of physical stain, but the pledge of God of an irreproachable conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who went to heaven and is at God's right hand. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Almighty God, as we celebrate the resurrection, may we share with each other the joy the risen Christ has won for us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.